announced and people began leaving after a few moments of thanksgiving, I was still sitting in stunned amazement. I couldn't tell anybody because I didn't know exactly what had happened. But I got to tell you, the next day I was back to the same noonday mass, and the next, and the next. And within a week's time, I have to say, I had fallen head over heels in love with our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. I had never known that He was there. I never had the certainty that that was truly Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Lamb. But it was. And the more we study the Bible, the more we understand the covenant, the more we do a little bit of study on the Passover, the more we come to see that the Catholic doctrine of the Mass is rooted and grounded in the Bible. But you need the Old Testament as well as the New Testament. That's where most Bible Christians get off. Because the church has never taught that Jesus is being re-sacrificed, that He's being re-crucified, that He's bleeding and suffering again and again. Hardly. The Book of Revelation and the Baltimore Catechism both present Christ as the celebrant and the meal, the host and the victim, but He doesn't bleed, He doesn't suffer, He doesn't die anymore. We receive the body of the glorified Lamb of Christ, the Lamb of God. Do we understand what we've been given, or do we take it for granted? Here we have so many fallen away Catholics, so many anti-Catholics who were once formerly Catholics, bitterly opposed to the Mass and the Eucharist. And so many of them have never heard a biblical explanation. They're in Bible study after Bible study, but nobody's presenting them from the Bible the meaning of the Mass. They're studying the menu while we're enjoying the meal. And we don't even know the recipe or the ingredients so frequently because we're not soaking ourselves in sacred Scripture. We're not reading. We're not studying. A little bit of study will go a long, long way. Can you imagine the triumph that Satan is celebrating right now? Because right now, while America can boast of 20 to 25 million Roman Catholics, do you know what the second largest religious grouping is among Americans? The Southern Baptists are 14 million, but they come in third place. The second largest religious grouping of Americans consists of 15 million fallen away non-practicing Catholics. 15 million baptized brothers and sisters who no longer come home for dinner. If our hearts don't break, then they must be icy cold. We need new ones. Are we appreciating what we receive enough to love them back home? Are we loving God and our brothers and sisters who have left the family, who've run away, who've been kidnapped by false teachers? Do we love them enough to roll up our sleeves and get down on our knees and learn our faith well enough to answer their questions and help them with their objections so that they can see what this is? I've been in the front pew before on occasion when I see the line form and all these people go forward and traipse up and stick out their hand or their tongues and the priest says, body of Christ, amen, body of Christ, amen. Just recently, I was at a church and I was just watching out of the corner of my eye all these people receive the body of Christ, amen, body of Christ. And they go back to their seats. Sometimes they just leave and go out to the parking lot and drive away. Body of Christ, body of Christ. All of a sudden, it dawned on me. Do they realize what they're getting? I mean, I looked around and the sanctuary, the church was probably half empty. And people were leaving very shortly afterwards. And I thought to myself, what would they do if instead of saying the body of Christ, the priest was saying $10 million, amen, $10 million, amen, and he was handing out bundles of cold cash? What do you suppose would happen to your average Catholic parish if every day you'd go forward and the priest would say $10 million, amen, $10 million, amen? I think the communion lines would be miles long, right? We'd have everybody converting. Well, you know what? We're getting more than $10 million. Who do we love more, God or gold? Silly, isn't it? We receive enough grace to make us all saints.